welcome to Outlet Podcast, a place where you can let it all out in a safe environment. I am your host, Juwan, and welcome to the start of a new chapter. Who am I? I am an Afro-Indigenous male residing out of Ottawa, Canada, born and raised in Ottawa. I am a husband, father, son, brother, cousin, friend, acquaintance, you name it. What is this podcast about? The podcast, I feel, is pretty self-explanatory, to be honest. We are creating an outlet to express ourselves as humans. We are all unique in our own way, and I want to highlight that. I want to give a voice to people to have a platform to express their truth, as we all are going through things, and we all have similarities and common things going on now. So I would love to highlight that and create a platform for people. Why? We all need something or someone. We're all focused on building a safe place for people to really just vent, learn something new, whether that's about themselves or whether it's about a subject at hand. I know what it's like to feel when the whole world is coming down on you and you feel alone or scared. Whatever the future holds, I have been in that place before. I am breaking through it right now, and I just want to give hope and inspiration to others that they can overcome their adversities as well. When will this podcast take place? Probably on the Sundays, as that is my off day. I'd love to put out at least an episode a week to start off. From there, I will gauge how you as the audience interact and find value in the consistency. I'll drop it Sunday night so you can have something to wrap up your week, or you can start it off with your morning to get your week right. Where? I'm going to upload it to Anchor, as it will be distributed through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, SoundCloud, etc. Just before we hop into things and dive into things, just gonna tell you guys a bit about myself. I am a fan of wellness. I'm a huge believer in the mind, body, spirit balance and the overall wellness of a human being. My hobbies include fitness, fashion, and music. Fitness started off as I was a child. I was an athlete my whole life, played every type of sport you could think of, excelled in basketball and track and field specifically, and I have used those disciplines as metaphors for life now to create a healthy lifestyle. Fashion. Since a young age, I was always taught self-expression through fashion. Now, am I going to say I had all the best name brands and designers? No. I'm from a low-income house, raised by a single mother, four younger siblings. We had to make it work. We lived with hand-me-downs, but my mom always told me, it's not what you have, it's your confidence with what you have. So, we made the best out of what we had, and we rocked it like it was $1 million. No one would be able to know the truth in which we lived. And that is why I created this outlet, so that we can live our truths, we can share it with others. Another passion of mine is music. I don't know where I'd be without music. I got music going on constantly throughout the day. I'll be listening to music while I'm going to work. I'll listen to music while I'm going to bed. I listen to music while I'm at the gym. I listen to music while I'm researching. Overall, I just love music. I like writing. I like finding new artists. Music has been a safe haven for me. And in reality, it has saved my life. And I'm sure it has helped save many others as well. The topic that I will be diving into today is priorities. Before I go off on that, I'm going to start off by giving two quotes. I call them the five P's. The first is prioritize positivity to promote personal prosperity. The second one, proper preparation prevents poor performance. Now let's get into the priorities. We live in a day and age where we're constantly faced with distractions, whether it's your phone, your emails, your socials, your TV, your colleagues. There are so many distractions and temptations that we often fall into. A study has shown it takes an average person 25 minutes to get back on the task at hand and get back into a state of flow. Now imagine an average workday, how many times you get distracted? How many transitions will you have to spend getting back into a state of flow? Just think of how unproductive that sounds. And we constantly do it in our habits in a day. I hear people say they procrastinate on their life goals. I don't believe in procrastination. I believe it's a matter of priorities. I hear people say they're going to procrastinate. They just don't know if now is the time. They're going to wait for a better time. No, there is no such thing. If I told you right now, tomorrow morning, meet me on campus at 4 a.m. I'm going to hand you $4 million cash. I know for a fact a lot of y'all going to be there at 3:55. Itching. So, why don't you keep that same energy with your life goals, as they will bring an intense amount of value and fulfillment? I like to write things down, put them up somewhere so I can easily access it when in need of inspiration. And I feel that is something we can all practice with. We can all use mood boards. We can all use motivation and inspiration. So, you are who you surround yourself with. You hang around with go-getters, you gonna get it. You hang around with losers, you're gonna be a loser. So find people who will debate with you, challenge you, and push you to grow and become the best version of yourself. That is all for today. It was just a very simple introduction. Just wanted to touch base, give a bit of information to you guys, and don't hesitate to reach out. I'm open to collaborations. All feedback is much appreciated. I am on all social medias, Instagram, Twitter, under the username Juwan24K. Again, Twitter, Instagram, Juwan24K, as well as Facebook. Don't hesitate to reach out if you would like to potentially collaborate or host on the show, or if you have topics that you would love to hear me discuss, send those in. I'm going to take 10 seconds right now, very quick, do a breathing practice. You ready? So it starts off with two inhales through your nose, one big exhale through your mouth. Centered. All right. Now focus. Remember, you are loved. You are beautiful. You are smart. You are hardworking. You are healthy. You are wealthy. You are secure. You are blessed. You are courageous. You are bold. You are honorable. You are honest. You are humble. You are strong. And you are you. Embrace it. Love it. Rock it. One love. This is Outlet Podcast, a place where you let it all out.